Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang ipon insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Annie. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 46 ang edad, hiwalay sa asawa sa Pilipinas. May isang anak at nakatira sa Victoria. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni Annie. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Annie. Nagtatrabaho ako bilang nurse sa Victoria. Simula 2020 ay hiniwalayan ko ang aking asawa sa Pilipinas. Halos 10 taon kaming kasal. Ang dahilan, hindi na kami nagkakasundo at magkaiba na ang gusto namin sa buhay. May isa kaming anak na nasa Pilipinas pa. Nitong 2022, hindi ko inakala na ako ay iibig muli. Mabilis ang pangyayari at ngayon ay nagpaparinig na ng proposal ang aking bagong kasintahan o boyfriend. Ang may paraan question ay, posible po ba akong legal na ikasal sa Australia sa ibang partner kahit na kasal na ako sa Pilipinas? Magkano ang aabuti ng proseso para mapawalang visa ang kasal ko doon? Para magsilbing gabay, makakausap natin si Florante Abad, isang solicitor at abogado na bihasa sa family law. Kamusta po kayo, Sir Florante?
Okay naman at maraming salamat sa opportunity na binigay niyo sa akin to share my knowledge with you on this topic.
Okay. Umpisahan na po natin. Ilang beses na po ba kayong nakatanggap ng ganitong klaseng tanong?
Okay. Itong klaseng tanong na ito, this is pretty common. And I have handled cases, actual cases, not only for the husband, but also for the wife in situation like this. We cannot count the number of bases or the number of times that right. I have been confronted with this kind of question.
Okay, yeah. Napaka-common naman pala. So ito na po, dahil pwede na nating sagutin ito. So sa 10 taon nakasal sa Pilipinas si Annie, mahahabol ba siya ng kanyang asawa sakaling magpakasal sa Australia sa ibang partner?
It depends on the situation. Kung ang asawa niya ay nandito sa Australia as permanent resident or yung asawa niya ay citizen of Australia, pwedeng maghabol sa kanya. Okay?
Okay.
But if the husband is in the Philippines and is not a permanent resident in Australia, nor a citizen, mahirapan siya kasi dito sa Australia may tinatawag na yung requirement for the court to acquire jurisdiction. Or kailanganin na may jurisdiction yung court over the claim of that person. And that husband who will make a claim, if he is not a citizen or at least a permanent resident in Australia, the court will simply not entertain his action against the wife. Simply because the court will simply say, we don't have jurisdiction because you are not a resident of Australia. We don't have anything to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, iba pag doon siya magkaso sa Philippines,
yes.
Like for example, yung wife, may out of her income here in Australia, napatayo na ng negosyo doon or may mga property doon, pwede niya habulin doon sa court sa Philippines. Okay?
Right.
Pero dito sa Australia, hindi siya makahabol unless, as I have said, he's a resident of Australia, permanent resident, or a citizen of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Okay, very clear po. So, ibig sabihin po ba nito, sakali lang talagang mag-propose na itong bagong boyfriend ni Annie, is it safe to say na wala na siyang, kumbaga, wala nang balakid, ika nga?
Yeah, wala. Hindi siya pwedeng mag-file ng illegal action dito sa Australia because of the lack of jurisdiction by the Australian court over his claim or over his action. But from the viewpoint of the wife, yun ang ibang usapan.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi pag gusto niya magpakasal dito, tapos married pa yung status niya doon sa Philippines,
mm-hmm.
mahirapan siya kasi part of the requirement here for you to get married is you must, if you are previously married, you must present proof that your marriage, previous marriage has been terminated, has been nullified, or has been rendered null and void. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, pag hindi ka naka-prove na yung previous marriage mo has been legally terminated or has been nullified, hindi ka pwedeng magpakasal dito. Diba? So, from the viewpoint of the wife, so hindi siya pwedeng magpakasal dito. Ang gawin lang niya is probably get into a, what we call de facto relationship. Yung de facto relationship, it still has the effect of a married couple. So it will establish like a marriage relationship also. And also your property relationship is just like being married. Okay? And you can't even register your relationship as a de facto couple. Okay? There's a registration for a de facto relationship. Pero kung gusto mong magpakasal, gusto niyang magpakasal,
yes,
he must get his marriage, previous marriage terminated or legally nullified. Okay? Mm-hmm. And there's no divorce in the Philippines. There's only so-called legal separation. There is an annulment and there is what we call declaration of nullity, which are three technical different way of terminating the marriage in the Philippines.
Okay. Pero okay. Usually po ba ang nangyayari ay para na lang kumbaga mas malinis at sabihin natin wala masyadong tension legally, mas maganda bang de facto na lang? Is that yung normal na ginagawa ng iba?
Yun ang normal na ginagawa dito. Kasi sa Pilipinas nga, medyo mahirap yung ano, there's a bit of difficulty in obtaining an annulment, obtaining a legal separation, and obtaining a declaration of nullity. Hindi pareho dito na sa Australia na a very smooth yung process. Doon kasi, yung law natin make it intentionally difficult to obtain a annulment or declaration of nullity. Kaya madalas gawin na lang, mag-de facto na lang dito. Then while at the same time trying to sort out the annulment in the Philippines.
Okay? Ah,
so yun,
okay.
Yun ang ginawa ng ano dito ng mga Filipino kadalasan. Okay? Yun ang one of my clients that I handled, that's what we did. Okay?
At successful naman po ba?
Successful naman.
Okay.
Ang ano lang dyan,
yes,
may, kasi ang kadalasan na question nila, what about, in the Philippines kasi, there is no divorce, mm-mm, okay? So, pag nagpakasal siya dito, next question is, pag pumunta siya doon, baka i-sue siya ng, ano, ng criminal, right, na bigamy.
Yes.
Hindi
yes
pwede yan kasi ang law sa atin, at kahit naman dito sa Australia, yung principle sa criminal law is yung territoriality. Ibig sabihin, you can be held criminally liable only for actions, criminal actions that you did within the jurisdiction of the Philippines. So, pag nagpakasal ka dito, kasal ka doon sa Philippines, hindi yan criminal in the Philippine law kasi you did not commit the marriage,
right,
in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
You committed the act of remarrying here in another jurisdiction. So, hindi rin siya pwedeng, he cannot be charged criminally in the Philippines.
Napakalino po ng inyong pag-explain, ha?
So, again,
maraming salamat po ulit kay Mr. Florante yeah Abad. So, uulitin po.
Thank you very much. Salamat sa inyo rin.
Ayan, at kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan.
May peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.